God, thank you that you are in charge and that you reign and rule over all. Oh God, help us all to be missionaries, Lord, to be more open to sharing your word with those very people that you bring us into contact with each day. Oh God, give us your wisdom, give us your guidance, give us your leading. And we ask this all in your wonderful, precious name. Amen. Well, today I'm real pleased to have Austin Fry with us. Austin has been a missionary with YWAM. Matter of fact, he's one of the missionaries that we've been praying for on our prayer list here every Sunday. And so Austin spent last year with YWAM, Youth with a Mission, and he's going to share a little bit about that, and then we'll share a little more after that too. So, Austin.
Thank you, guys. Can you guys hear me? All right. All right, so first off, I just wanted to say thank you all for supporting me in everything I do with Jesus Christ. And just a side note, I also went to China with, what is my church? Shelik Full Gospel. And I met Tim Bauer there, and he's the one that told me to do YWAM, and so he encouraged me to do that. All right, so I wanted to talk about YWAM and talk about what the Lord has been doing in me and teaching me while I was there. And most of what I'm going to be talking out of is in Joshua. So if you guys want to turn there, or if you guys are taking notes or anything, I'm only going to be like 10 minutes, so it's going to be fast. Okay. So obviously going in, I just got back from China. I'm very nervous. I had a week left till I joined YWAM, and I'm broke as a joke, and I am not ready. And so YWAM, they want me to have $400 before I go, and I call up Pastor Emery here, and he, you guys remember me when I went, was going to Russia or not? Yeah? Well, I didn't go. Sorry. But I couldn't make it. But the Lord had other plans, and he brought me to YWAM, and Pastor Emery gave me a call, and he said, I'm going to help you out. So, yeah, just give Pastor a round of applause real quick, please. And thank you guys again. Give yourselves a round of applause, please. Okay. Okay. So, anyways, I better get started. I only got 10 minutes. Wow, I would like to talk about having faith and what God can do for you when you have faith, when you walk in faith, when you stay encouraged by God. And God is always going to encourage you. So I want to talk about Joshua because he was like the fearless leader. Like he was this crazy guy, like working for God, you know. And God was telling him to do these incredible things that most of us probably won't do or couldn't do. But I just wanted to go over how many times God had to encourage Joshua before he went to go take Jericho. And so I'm just going to list some off, but I'm going to read one. So one of them is Deuteronomy 31, verse 6. I'm just listing these off. Deuteronomy 31, 7. Deuteronomy 31, 23. Joshua 1, 6. Joshua 1, 7. And Joshua 1:9, and I'm going to read 1:9 real quick. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. He is with all of you. And like Pastor was saying, you guys are all missionaries, whether you want to be or not. And so the Lord is with you. And so I had a lot of doubts. I had a lot of my own walls that had to be broken. And that's exactly what YWAM teaches is they show you all sorts of things, all the bad stuff about you, all the good stuff about you, everything. And they want you to find God in the middle of that. And they want God to direct your steps and everything. And the Lord definitely encouraged me through the book of Joshua. I would encourage you all to read this book sometime soon. Anyways, so the Lord has been telling me before YWAM that we are going to Africa. We are going to Ethiopia. And I was like, okay, let's sign me up. And I go to the YWAM base, and I don't know if any of you know anyone from the YWAM base, but there's the administrator. His name is David Holmbeck, and he was debating between Africa, Ethiopia, and Brazil. And eventually, he finally said Ethiopia, and the Lord was confirming that in my heart, that he wanted me to go. And I was so nervous still. I was dealing with depression, anger, financial issues, all sorts of things, and going through YWAM. Wow. And wow, I lost my thought. Sorry, guys. The Lord has broke those walls. He has encouraged me daily. And I would like to bring you guys over to 1 John 4:16. We're just going to go a little quick. Okay, 4:16. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. And with that, I was asking the Lord to, that I really needed encouragement, because it didn't look like I was going to go to Ethiopia. I was running out of funds. I didn't know that my pastor at my home church just told me he did not receive my letters, and so I lost support from that church because of that. And so it was the last day. Now I'm just going to share this, and this was where the Lord was bringing all the Joshua stuff in and the encouragement. And the Lord told me to still go to the airport no matter what, walk in faith. And I didn't have the money to go. And then I got a call from Pastor Emery as well the last day, the last minute, and it was the missions funds. The missions funds helped support me to get to Ethiopia. So that last little bit was what I needed. So thank you again. Okay, so I would also like to lead you guys to 1 John 4:19. We love because he loved us first. So now where I'm going with this is where God is encouraging me, because he was telling me all these things of who I am not. So I am not an angry guy. I am not a depressed guy. I am not suicidal. I am not this. I am not that. I'm encouraged. And the same for you guys. I want you to pay attention to this. So now turn to Romans 12:2, if you're following along. 12:2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's perfect will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. So the key word was transform. Transform is what God is doing in all our hearts. And so the last verse I want to read for you guys that God has told me is in 1 Corinthians 13:4-7. And this was huge for me. So we just read that Jesus is love. Okay. So I'm going to read this. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. And verse 8, love never fails. So when we read the transformed, when Jesus is in your heart, he is transforming you, each one of you, to become this very verse. And so for me, it was Jesus is patient, Jesus is kind. And then he told me, since I am in you, to put your name in that as well. Not saying I'm God or anything, but so it would go like, Austin is patient, Austin is kind, Austin does not envy, does not boast. And so that's how the Lord encouraged me. And from then on, I've been using that as my foundation. I've been using the Lord as my foundation to encourage me. And so we went to Ethiopia. Third day, I'm going to be honest with you, we found a dead guy on the street. Missions work, it's not all hype. It's like, it's just not what you hear. It's actually a lot. It's scary. I'll admit it. I was so scared when I saw that. There were dogs everywhere. There were guys with machine guns shooting dogs on the streets. But it was crazy. But the Lord has guided us there. The Lord has guided us to Ethiopia. And the struggle, I think most people would think that if you're going to Africa, some people would think a struggle would be with Islam or something. But it was actually their own Christians were Orthodox Christians. And side note, you do not mess with Mother Mary over there. Sorry. But she, they think that Mother Mary is a mediator there and between heaven and earth. So they think that because of Mother Mary, we are all saved. When we think that because of what Jesus Christ has done for us, we are saved. So this is just a little side thing, a little funny thing, was one day we were evangelizing and I told one of the people, Mary doesn't love you. Yep. And they were like shocked. They were so angry. But this is what the Lord told me to say. And I was so scared. And in Ethiopia, people surround you when you talk, when you evangelize. So they were all around me and my friends. One of them said they wanted to kill us and stuff like this. It's crazy. And but I told them through our translator, and I said, but it's because God loves you that he has gave you Jesus Christ through Mary. And they all became silent. So that's walking in faith. And even though it was scary and even though I was not really sure if that was right to say, but God told me to say it. And you guys gotta, you have to be faithful with Christ. Walk with him. And he's gonna do amazing things. You're gonna see revival in wherever you go, even in Grantsburg and anywhere else you go. And so again, I just wanted to thank you for everything. I hope this encouraged you. I hope I didn't bore you. And thanks again for all your support.
Was that thank you, Austin. That was good. Thank you, Austin. Praise the Lord. Well, Austin is one of our local people that our missions committee has helped support. Every 3 months, we take 10% of all the offerings that came in and give them to various missions, both locally and around the world. And so praise the Lord. We have another young lady from Grace Baptist Church who's working with Campus Crusade for Christ this year. And our missions committee gave a donation to her, too. Local person that we're raising up these missionaries. And Austin went through the training school. YWAM offers more training, and praise the Lord for that. But what I wanted to point out to you today, those two verses that I read in the Bible. The first one was, Jesus took 72 people and sent them out two by two to go into the towns that he was going to. This happened about 6 months before Jesus was crucified. The Bible says he had set his face toward Jerusalem, but on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus was still going to pass through towns and talk to the people, and he sent out 36 teams, 72 people, two by two, to go into the various towns, Grantsburg, towns like Fallen, towns like Siren, towns or villages like Alpha, and to prepare them for Jesus' coming. Now, you know, Billy Graham does the same thing. Before he comes in to give a Billy Graham crusade, he sends out team members to prepare the community for his coming. And what was the message that they were going to give? The kingdom of God has come to you. Now, Jesus said to his disciples and to the 72 people that he sent out, he said, "The harvest is ready, but the laborers are few. Pray, therefore, that the Lord of the harvest would send out laborers into his field." God wants us to pray. All of us have different talents, different abilities, different likes and dislikes. Austin had a desire to serve on the mission field. Phil and Marlene back there, God called them to serve in Hong Kong. For 2.5 months, God called Terry and Linda to serve in Mexico. Barb was called to go to a mission team to Mexico. God called me to be a pastor. God has different callings for all of us. But among those different callings, he calls us to be missionaries. And we may find that very difficult because we may not have the personality that likes to communicate, or we may feel it's politically incorrect to talk about God with certain people, maybe people we work with, maybe others. But God calls us to pray that the Lord of the harvest would send missionaries into his harvest field. And do you know what happens if each of us would begin to pray every day that God would send out laborers into his mission field? God would begin to make us those laborers. Usually when you pray for something, God will use you to help be the answer. If you just simply pray, "Lord, send out missionaries," God will begin to put it in your heart and equip you to fulfill that calling right here in Grantsburg, Frederick, Alpha, Siren, wherever you live. Because God wants us to openly share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Just like the little children that came up here. I'm going to give a bookmark to a couple people. Jesus loves you. Sometimes that's all you have to begin with. And God sets up the rest. He wants us all to be his missionaries wherever he has planted us, with the talents that he's given us, with the likes and the dislikes and the abilities that he's given us. Linda has a calling for the food shelf, and God calls her to be a missionary right there. All of us have different callings, different places where we work, different things that we do, and God wants us to just be ready to share the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, wherever he puts us. Amen.